How are you today, Mayor?
Doing fine, Joe. Beautiful sunny morning.
Really is gorgeous. You know, we're actually having spring for a change this year.
Indeed. Absolutely.
Haven't launched into 90 and humid just yet, but I'm sure it's coming.
Although the bunny rabbits, I might have about ate all my tulips. Happy about that.
Another sign of spring.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they'll be back again next year.
Rabbits or the tulips?
Both.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, speaking of nature, why don't we start there and talk about all the improvements that are going on up at Pageant Field and Marymount Parkway.
Yes, it's really starting to take shape. I don't know if you've been through there, Joe, but Marymount Parkway itself, there's one layer of asphalt left to be done. The lights are now up. There's a few poles still will be coming down. The slope, to begin planting, I think, today, up behind the wall, which was a man-made berm when they created the Nike site there. So the slope there became very challenging. It was eroding badly. We're losing trees. So we cut the slope back to the angle some and are going to replant it with some 250 trees and shrubs. And then you go up the Vietnam Veterans Drive past the Park Department and up to Pageant Field, which I think is one of the most beautiful spots in the city. I truly do. It's the gem of the park system. And we have installed a new walkway around Pageant. It's about a half mile long. You really, and you know, when you get up there and look out, you really can't see the walkway, which is kind of by design. Mm. It's the turf has been redone. We'll be planting hundreds of new trees and shrubs along the pathway up there. We did some thinning of some of the vegetation for the views, but a lot of it was the invasive Norway maple stuff anyway, which is not protected. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Environmental folks, I'll urge you to get rid of some of that stuff. So we have, and the place is really being transformed. Brand new pavilion, which is closer to the parking lot, which would be easier for the elderly to get to, because I know it was a little bit of a challenge for some to get to the location of the old pavilion. The restroom building has been reclad with beautiful stone, and you know, a new surface on a little mini basketball court up there for the Happy Acres camp, and you know, horseshoes and bocce courts all be installed. You know, it's all designed to be finished by Flag Day, a big celebration. It looks like we're on schedule.
That's great. Yeah, I was up there in early March before any of the work started, so I'm looking forward to getting up there again and seeing the after.
Indeed, it really is spectacular.
What is the walking path made out of? Is it cobblestone or crushed stone, or what is it?
No, it's paved.
Oh, it's paved.
A 10-foot wide path that we talked. And thought about that, you know, but you know, people pushing a baby carriage or pushing a wheelchair,
yeah,
or that type of thing, it's just impossible with stone dust and stone. And
yep.
So in order for everyone to have accessibility to it under the ADA requirements, really we needed the hard surface.
I see. Okay. And it's just walking, is that right? There'll be no bicycles or skateboards or things of that nature?
It's supposed to be walking,
yeah,
but I'm sure there'll be some of those other things, Joseph.
Well, let's hope people are respectful of everybody's space, for sure.
Indeed,
yeah.
Indeed. Yeah.
And I know now that after all the discussion, there is improvements to the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater, yes?
Yes, I know that the Park Department is also making some improvements there. I know the power was an issue last couple of years, so I think they're rewiring the power and the lighting. Touching up some railings that were missing and so forth. I think it's you put back into shape. And I know that the Park Department has been dealing with some of the folks that have great affinity for it, mm-hmm, and are supposed to be coming up with some programming for the amphitheater. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Speaking of Flag Day, well, why don't we continue on that theme? And the Grand Marshal and the Koch Youth Service Award winner have both been announced.
Two great people, Paul Keenan, the police chief. He grew up in Quincy, and he has been the chief for almost 16 years. He has served with the department about 40 years, so done a remarkable job. Paul is really a steady hand at the wheel. I mean, the summer of 2020 and that couple-year period, never lost his cool. I thought he handled the situation extremely well. A man of great integrity and fairness. I know the department will miss him. I know the guys will miss him. So we wanted to honor his service. And Michelle Stenberg has been head of the Quincy Youth Hockey Arena for, gosh, at least 20 years now.
Yep.
And she affects a lot of kids down there in the hockey programs. And the work she does allows for the kids to learn to skate and play hockey. And she also coached soccer for 10 years in Quincy U Soccer. She's a remarkable woman, and we're delighted that both of them will be with us for Flag Day.
That's great. See, I know that the chief doesn't want to go, and I'm sure Michelle is looking forward to another 20 years as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It'll be a full-blown parade this year, is that right, with the fireworks and the whole kit and caboodle, as they say?
You got it. Yeah, indeed. We get Sergeant Dan Clark will be our entertainer / singer.
Okay.
Lieutenant Commander Peng, she's going to be finishing up at the Quincy Navy Support Center this year, this summer. Hmm. She's going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. And we have both Shaughnessy and Hollamore's cranes to raise that 50 by 80 foot beautiful old glory that is then framed by the fireworks when it gets dark. So, yeah, the whole... All we need now is good weather, so
yeah.
Get on your knees, Joe. Help us out.
Absolutely. June 10th, 7 p.m. is step-off in Quincy Center for folks who are curious.
That's correct.
And on the same realm as the police chief, any update on a search for a new chief, Mayor?
Well, it's in the process now. The interviews have all been done. We had an assessment center that was sanctioned by civil service. They then report their findings to civil service. It gets posted, I believe, on June 1st, the results. Okay. There's a time period for all the candidates to review everything and file any objections to civil service based on their score, et cetera. So the process is well on its way, almost finished. And, you know, it's my goal to get a chief sworn in prior to Chief Keenan leaving.
Okay.
So they had a little bit of transition period between the two.
Yeah, I was going to ask about an interim chief, but you say no.
Right.
June 22nd, I know, is his last day of service. So
that's correct, yep.
I can save a few fireworks from Flag Day. Launch those out for him. Speaking of celebrations, before Flag Day, of course, is Memorial Day. Not really a celebration, but certainly a remembrance here in Quincy always.
Yeah, in fact, we had some ceremonies last weekend. Mm-hmm. Last Saturday, Nickerson Post was the driver to do a square corner in Squanum. Beautiful spot, corner of Standish and Park. Mm. But Christopher Donnie, who was killed in Vietnam, and his brother was there and family members, General Dunford was there. It was a beautiful program. Joe Flaherty, former state trooper, former Marine, was the speaker. So that was a nice program on Saturday. And then, of course, Sunday we had the Island of Flags at 1 o'clock. Sunday morning at 10 o'clock we had the Sons of Italy Memorial Day services. So it was, a weekend in preparation for the actual Memorial Day. And as you know, this coming Monday, there'll be two events that I'll be attending, one at 8 o'clock at the Morissette Grave up at Hall Cemetery there, which is right by St. Mary's.
Yep.
And then, of course, 10 o'clock or 10:30, I forget now which, we march down Hancock Street. Instead of taking the right on Temple down Coddington to Mount Wollaston, we are going straight into the Hancock Adams Common. Because of the construction of Mount Wollaston and the work that's being done to the veterans section, won't be ready for another 6 or 8 weeks. So it's actually be kind of cool. The Hancock Cemetery has a number of Revolutionary War veterans that are buried in there.
Yep.
So certainly meaningful at that location, and we'll lay the wreaths for the Adams Crypts. And Lieutenant Robert Pritchard is going to be the speaker. He was a Green Beret in Vietnam era Army. And he was a lieutenant of the police department here in Quincy for many years, a real good guy. And his wife, Linda, been a huge supporter of all things veterans for a number of years. He's kind of a historian in that regard for us. So hopefully the weather will cooperate, Joe. I haven't looked that far ahead.
Nor have I, quite honestly. I know there is a plan to move it into the auditorium at Quincy High if needed, but hopefully it won't be.
Hopefully not. And then, of course, the following Sunday, the police department does their memorial for deceased police officers, and then the following Sunday the fire department does their memorial for their deceased members. So busy couple of weeks in remembering those that went before us.
It is such an active time this time of year in the city.
It
really is. And I know that you right now are on your way to North Quincy High School for some events.
Yes, something I started a couple of years ago. I sponsor a senior breakfast. It's senior week in both high schools, so this morning I'll be at North at 8:30 actually the culinary kids at Quincy High put on the whole breakfast, if you will. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say perform, but do all the cooking and preparation. And so today will be North and tomorrow will be Quincy High. So go down and join the kids and wish them well in a more intimate way. Of course, we'll see them at the stadium pretty soon.
Yes.
First week of June, they have the graduation program. So it's a great time to see. And I always feel good when you go into the schools and spend some time with the young people. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's good energy for sure. I thought I'd end, Mayor, with the gift that keeps on giving, as you say, the Long Island Bridge proposal back in the discussion from the city of Boston. And I know you've had some public comments to make about that.
Yeah, well, the Channel 5 reached out to us yesterday. Yeah. That indicated that Mayor Wu spoke on the record and referred to the bridge and said they were turning the corner, I think was the quote, on the permits. Mm-hmm. And so they reached out for comment, and certainly not shy from that, and spoke about, you know, the main permit right now that has not been granted. It's been sitting for a while. That's before the Coast Guard. And one of the main reasons is that the bridge that's been designed and proposed is much shorter to what the standard of a bridge should be. And the openings for the boating is much more narrow.
I see.
So today's standards are very different when you build a bridge over the waterways. And that's problematic. The boating community, beyond our objections about the traffic, the boating community around Boston Harbor came out in droves with letters and calls to the Coast Guard, letting them know that they felt it was a problem and should not be allowed as it was designed. So that's a major hurdle still for Boston. There's a number of other local permits they'll have to deal with. I just find it perplexing, quite frankly, Joe, that you know, the bridge is estimated to be about $250 million at this point. Why we wouldn't pursue, or they wouldn't pursue, water transportation? So much more inexpensive. They do it every summer for the kids that play out there. There's summer programs that Mayor Menino started years ago. In fact, Mayor Menino's own report, engineering report, and his comments years ago were that we shouldn't rebuild the bridge. We should do ferry. For a number of reasons, one of which was included to respect the community south of them, meaning Quincy, with the traffic. So I'm not sure why they're so stubborn about the bridge. I know that sometimes I get into the cynical mode of, okay, they've got to have more plans. It's, you know, it's a big island. What keeps them from developing it and creating a lot more traffic volume? So that's always in the back of my mind as well. In fact, the previous administration designated it an opportunity zone. You know, when the federal government came out with that, you know, opportunity zone program, that really was to promote development. Mm-hmm. So why would you take a beautiful island and make it an opportunity zone? So I do get a little cynical sometimes when the argument is purely the use and you know, we're stopping them from helping people, and I don't agree with that at all. And in fact, it's been this many years, why wouldn't you have just opted for the ferry for the interim, even, you know, until the bridge is built? Get something going. In fact, the buildings out there are a mess. They need all kinds of work, and they haven't done anything on those. So by the time they actually get the bridge, if it ever happens, permitted and built, it's still going to be years away. So I haven't quite figured out their strategy, if you will. Anyway, that's... They own the island. City of Boston owns the island. It's considered a private island, therefore it's not eligible for federal estate dollars. They have to build it on their own. So it's funny, a contractor said to me who's paving in our city, the city of Quincy is doing more road resurfacing than the city of Boston. And as you know, the city of Boston is a lot bigger than Quincy. So I don't know where they're going to find the money for a bridge.
Does Quincy still have any cases before the court on this matter, Mayor?
I think most of the cases before the court have been resolved.
Yeah.
It's now the actual permitting authorities, like the Coast Guard, which I described.
Sure. Does the fact that, as you're well aware, the Justice Department has revealed that the former U.S. attorney from Massachusetts leaked some information about their investigation into discrimination against the city on this project, does that affect the project at all?
I thought when that occurred, that was a real stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And almost really bordered on abuse of power. And of course, when the U.S. attorney had called me to tell me what she was doing, she indicated to me that they would not release anything to the press. This would work through the process. And then, of course, we find out what had happened. So that, to me, is extremely disappointing. When you politicize the office of the U.S. attorney, I think that is really troubling. Mm-hmm. That should be way above smell tests, way above local political disputes. So, you know, if all those allegations are true, really, what a disappointment. Mm.
Mayor, I will let you get to North Quincy High School for that important event this morning, and just probably see you on Flag Day.
Sounds good. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.